Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on a Monday morning. Hope you're getting your day started out right. Now you're into that second cup of coffee, I hope. Anyway, we are here this morning to talk about ADX Digital and ADX Digital Communications and Marketing. And we have our expert in the house. Brian Prowitz is here, one of our top ADX Digital consultants.
Oh, really? Was that a poll taken by my peers
or yes, sir. Yes, okay, sir. The official unofficial poll. But anyway, just saying. So you always keep me informed. I have learned personally so much about digital advertising and the value of it today for businesses. It's really very important. It's not something that's going away.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely not. Things continue to go in a digital direction for sure. And we've got all kinds of ways to make that happen for you and your business. And yeah, it's awesome to be able to come in and talk about it on the air so much and to share new ideas. People, this weekend I went to the Parade of Homes. I was part of the Parade of Homes location. The Grand Home or the it was the big one in Cantonment. It was
you should see his hands main, right now in the studio.
My hands are swinging.
He's making the big gesture.
And and I walked up to somebody who was representing a company that was on display there, and I said, yeah, and we do digital. And he goes, oh, yeah, we already handle our social media. And we do our Google, and that's all we need to do. And I realize how often we need to repeat some fundamentals around digital marketing, because when I say digital marketing, most business people do think pay-per-click on Google, and they think about social media.
Sure.
And we have 19 different ways to get your word out, to get the word out about your business to a very specific, measurable audience that can track how many times somebody sees your ad. It's like walking up to, let's say, 100,000 people in a month and handing them your business card. But more than that, they would be identified already as being interested in your business, not just that they were walking by on a Thursday.
You're not at the mall just throwing them out.
No, it's specifically for they've done something that would indicate they're interested in your product, and now you're able to get that information in their hand, whether they're watching TV or looking at their phone or scrolling through their favorite social media platform. So many different things. So today I really want to talk about some of the other platforms that we have available that I'm beginning to see promoted out there as being like the next great thing. And we're already doing it.
Right.
So
take advantage.
First of all, one of the things is, why are we talking about digital marketing on a radio station? Well, ADX, it's a great question. I'm glad you asked it.
It was just on the tip of my tongue.
I was right there. ADX Communications is the parent company for News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, Sports Radio 99.1, and Pensacola Playlist 94.5. And our team of account executives understands how these radio stations reach different audiences and then match that to potential business clients of ours in order to hit the audience that will most likely respond to your messaging. So if you're specifically after a female audience, Pensacola Playlist is a great spot to be. If you are after a little bit more educated, maybe a little bit more conservative audience, News Radio would be your home. So these different radio stations reach different audiences, but there are much more specific audiences out there available. Would you like to hit 35-year-old female homeowners with two kids who have a household income over $100,000 a year? Would you like to hit people who own homes that are worth $250,000 a year or more? Are there targeted audiences that you know respond to your advertising or are an example of the kind of customers that you have at your place of business or your event or your nonprofit? Any of those applications can work. So yes, we are a radio station talking about digital marketing because we understand audiences and we have great relationships with all these local businesses here that we want to help see grow. And so one, why are we talking digital? Two, how do I get started? Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. He's our sales manager. That's where the phone call goes. And then that will set up a free conversation. Usually takes 30 minutes, 45 minutes, sometimes an hour because you like us and we're having a great time. But that's how you get started talking about digital marketing with ADX Digital here at ADX Communications.
And there's no fee for that. And the good news is that that's an opportunity to really sit down and discuss of all these 19 possibilities. What would be the best for your business, for the customer you're trying to reach, and for what you're trying to accomplish with your campaign? Because everybody's different. You have small business, medium size, large. There's different audiences you're trying to reach at different times. We have a lot of seasonal, what we would quote unquote call seasonal businesses here, the beach businesses. But we're getting into fall and we're getting into the holidays.
It's
right around the corner.
It's the shoulder season now for the tourist-dependent companies. Now you want to probably start turning your attention to local residents here who may or may not know you exist. I was thinking about one today. They made a major, major investment in their attraction. And I'm thinking about the new influx of people that are moving here that have no idea. A place that's been here for over 50 years,
right?
Who the locals probably know, but people like me and my family, and we have a little one, and so like some places to go and see. So if you're thinking about, oh, I've been there, done that. Well, this place actually has made major investments, and it probably would be good to look at again. So get those residents, the locals, to go to your place here in the shoulder season. And then, obviously, with the holidays coming, I mean, we got to be thinking ahead. It's always funny because when you talk to a business owner about the holidays now, they say it's too early. And then you end up talking to them in November and they say it's too late.
Right.
So let's get ahead and get strategic and get very specific and deliberate.
And one of the things, too, when you talk about so often in our community, we have people moving in and out. And we had our folks from NAS Whiting Field on the show this morning. And we were talking about the kids and getting them in school, how some of the kids have gone to six or seven schools. And so they're moving in and out all the time. And the reason I bring that up is because think of all the different people that are moving into our area that may never have heard of your business before. They just moved here from a home, maybe from Oklahoma or another base across the country. So it's important to keep that top of mind all the time, especially because our community is growing so much in just recent years.
I think it's a 12% increase in the number of people in Escambia County in the last 5 years. And then, of course, Santa Rosa County growing as well. At this remote I was at over the weekend, I ran into somebody. Whenever I see a Washington or Oregon license plate, because I'm also relatively new to the area from Oregon.
Our official Oregon duck right here.
I see that Washington plate, and even though, well, and I actually was born in Washington State, so hey, where are you from? Oh, Bremerton, of course, the naval base. Of course, they're relocated back here again. So again, somebody who just has turned over and come back to Pensacola might have an idea about some things, but that could be your target audience, and it's so important to stay in front of people all the time. So let's, I know we'll have a break here, but one of the things, so when I say digital and you think Google or you think social media, let me show you something else here. What if you could target an audience and play a commercial on a streaming television? Okay, so most people now have watch live television on an app that they are streaming on their television in their house. If your TV is connected to Wi-Fi, I'm talking about that audience, and many, many of us are. Well, now, through ADX Digital, we can play a 30-second TV ad on screen inside someone's house, but not just randomly. We can pick the geography. We can pick the demographic. We could age, interests, behavioral, and put your ad on a list of potential platforms, including Fox Sports or Pluto or Fubo or DirecTV or YouTube TV. Oh my gosh. So
it's incredible.
Getting into that next after the break, but it all starts with a phone call to Jeff Wayne and a free sit down and chat with somebody like me, 850-262-6000. Let's get started talking about digital marketing with you and ADX Digital.
All right, you're listening to Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Today, our expert in the studio is Brian Prowitz, talking about ADX Digital Marketing. If you've got a question for Brian, and maybe a question about digital marketing and how it works, 850-437-1620.
Well, I'm thinking about football, too, all of a sudden. I mean, I just brought up connected TV, streaming television, essentially, as one of the platforms that we advertise with here at ADX Digital, where your ads can be seen on platforms like Plex and the NFL Network and the Weather Channel and NBC and ABC Discovery, Peacock, a lot of these apps now that are on your TV, we can place ads kind of like we're a TV station, actually, through streaming television. 90% of U.S. households own at least one connected TV device in 2025. By the way, there are hundreds more of the platforms that I just mentioned a second ago. But what this means is that your video ad would run on 100% connected TVs. Embedded into programming content, people are streaming on their internet-connected TVs in their home. And what I like the most about this is you can actually be talking to maybe both members of the household, decision makers in the household, at the same time while they're both sitting there watching a program. That's pretty great. Now, sometimes the targeting on that, like how am I able to layer some of the targeting elements on a connected TV? Well, I'm about to tell you. First of all, we always start with geography. So wherever your target audience lives, and that could be a small area, that could just be the city of Pensacola, but maybe it's Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. So we select those zips, and then we start to layer in the behavior. You don't necessarily want every single person. You want the people that are interested in pets, let's say, or who have kids, back to school kinds of things. But behavioral targeting, we have retargeting. Retargeting is a simple concept that really blows the minds of some people. Retargeting means we can send ads to people who have gone to your website. So we invest all over the place to try to get people to our websites. And then what? Well, if they hit your website and then go about their day, and then at night they sit down and they pop on the TV through an app, Fubo, YouTube TV, if you'd like, we can send the ad to them because they were on your website. See?
Okay.
That's retargeting. And we can take that to another level and go website retargeting lookalike. In other words, we can send the ad to people who didn't come to your website, but have some things in common with the people who do.
Wow, that's really taking
website
the extra mile, so to speak.
Retargeting lookalike.
Wow.
I'm very excited because we've had a client with us for a little while, and they've renewed, and now mm-hmm. they're starting another chunk of time with us. And one of the adjustments I made from what they ran for the first 3 months to what they're going to run in the next 3 months is I've added website retargeting lookalike.
Wow.
Which means, again, when somebody comes to the website and they leave, they're going to see the ad, but also so are people sort of like them. Age,
wow.
Geography, income,
mm-hmm.
new homeowner in this case is a very good target for this particular client. So I'm very excited to see how that goes. But that's how these things change over time a little bit. And now content targeting. In addition to letting the programming that the computer, you know, the system decide who sees the ad, you can choose. Here we are, guys. It's football season. High school football starts on the 21st. UWF starts next Thursday.
Wow, that's some crazy.
All the college football is about to just explode on us. NFL preseason's underway. There will be a tremendous amount of viewing time spent on sports and on football specifically. We could literally focus your ad just on people who want to watch football. And send your ad to them. Just those football fans. All the football fans. Oh, my. So content targeting is a new thing with us as well. It's a pretty big deal. And this is not voodoo magic. This is measurable, targeted advertising. The reports come back with impressions and the number of times your ad was shown. We can show you a forecast ahead of time to show you how much exposure your budget will get you. We talk about budget. But first, we got to get to know you. And that's where that phone call to Jeff Wayne comes in. 850-262-6000. Starts the conversation. We sit down with you for half hour, 45 minutes and talk. Usually what happens is we talk about A, B, and C, and we end up over here in X, Y, and Z because we're talking about other elements of your strategy for your marketing. But it's all part of the process, and we love to get to know local business. I got such a great compliment this morning. I'm going to share it after the break. What it just means the world to me when I hear a business owner say these words that I was told this morning is so, so cool. But it starts with getting to know you. Like the handshake has to happen before anybody's paying everybody else compliments and patting them on the back.
There you go.
850-262-6000. Give Jeff Wayne a call and let's start talking digital targeted marketing today.
All right. We'll be back with Brian in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and he's clearly the expert. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and Brian Prowitz is here talking about ADX digital marketing.
Yeah.
Brian?
Yeah, a lot of focus today on streaming television. Just to give you an idea that digital targeted marketing is way, way more than just pay-per-click or social media. We have 19 different ways to reach audiences with different concepts, and depending on the kind of content you have and who your target audience is and what your budget is, we can decide what the best way is to what tool to put into action on your behalf. By the way, one of the targeting things that we do have is AI as well, so we can use AI to help us determine who's not interested in your ad and who is. And look, I know AI, right? Like it's a four-letter word for some people right now. But right? you don't have to be the expert on it to know that you need it working for you, and that's where we can carry the water for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, it's digital target marketing. Every once in a while, we get the text message where they go, man, this is creepy. And this is like, why? It's scary that we can know so much about people. And it's true to some extent. I mean, but what you do on and off your phone, even with location, will indicate the things you're interested in. And you're being advertised to in a lot of different ways. So if you're a business owner and you want to harness that, that's why we need to have these conversations so that you can add this to your marketing strategy in order to move the needle and generate more revenue for your company and grow. It's what we want. So AI, very impersonal. Digital, all the stuff, all very impersonal. Today I had one of the best compliments that a person can ever get. And for me, this is one of the reasons I get out of bed every day. So there's a fence company. And been working with them for a little while. And they're working on the fence next door because I suggested to the neighbor that they call these guys. And the owner was there with digging the first holes in this project. And we talked a little bit. And what happens is the relationship begins to grow. There's trust that happens between us and a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked on all kinds of ideas on creative. And he said, okay, man, I've got to get to work. All right. Have a good day. And he shook my hand. He looked me in the eye and he goes, thanks for everything you've done for us.
Mm.
And I mean, just that. To me, that's why. That's the why behind all of this. Like, mm-hmm. Thank you for everything you've done for us. And what that says to me is we're way more than just a place that's trying to sell you a package. We are working with business owners all the time. And it's the best thing ever when you get that moment. So we can start that next conversation with our next good friends here in the business community with a call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. Let's talk digital targeted marketing. Let us get to know your business. Let's be friends.
All right, Brian, thank you so
Let's
much
sell
for
your things.
All you do. And I appreciate beginning the education on all of this.
Absolutely.